Good afternoon, everyone. I'm the speaker of the second, and my topic is about the polyploidy of the novel poinsettia. I come from Taiwan. I'm the speaker, Yanming Chen, and the Department of Horticulture, National Zhongxin University. So going to the introduction. According to the poinsettia, is the important pot flower in the world. In America in 2017, it is the second largest pot flower in America. The annual out value can reach to the $140 million. And in other countries like the Germany, England, Japan, or in Taiwan, it's also very important. In Taiwan, it is also the second largest pot flowers, and its annual out value can reach to the $2 million. So that is the reason I want to do the poinsettia breeding work in Taiwan. And in this slide, we can see the poinsettia typical poinsettia flower colors is contain the red, yellow, white, or orange colors. And the phenotype of the black may be the pure colors, spot, or the marbles. But we can see the plant characters was very similar. According to the poinsettia, it's very easy to mutate, and those mutation could be crossed very easily. So we can see the poinsettia plant character is very similar. So until the 2003, the America Company Egg, they used the Euphorbia pachyrma crossed with the Euphorbia white species, Euphorbia conestra, created the new hybrid, interspecies hybrid, Dulce rosas. It is very specific for colors. It's very bright and pink than in before poinsettia cultivars. But unfortunately, the flower organ, the inference, the sampsium, it cannot release stigmen. And even though sometimes we can see the stigmen, but the pollen is unfunctional. But after the 2003, the novel poinsettia also have a lot of the cultivar will release to the conventional market. So like as the in 2008, the Princeton Hop Pink. In 2013, Love You Pink. And in 2016, Poinsettia Rosa, and this year, the Poinsettia Cream Pink also released into our market. But we just investigate the breeding history of the Poinsettia. We have been know lots of kind of the Poinsettia were original from the Dulce Rosa tetraploid mutant. But we don't know how to create the Dulce Rosa mutant, and those plant patents report doesn't mention it. So that is why we want to repeat the experiment again and find the suitable experiment method and the suitable coefficient concentrations. And we also found some growth trouble in Taiwan. According to Taiwan, cultivation condition of the poinsettia is very difficult. We have high temperature and high humidity in the summer season. It will cause the poinsettia growth retardment or something like the abnormal growth, like as the leaf will become narrow. And in winter in the world, sometimes it's also very hot, so it will cause the delay in the blooming. So we have been know the polyploidy plant maybe have some benefit, like as the can recover the fertility and make the plant character become bigger. And we also hope we can use the polyploidy technique to make the plant have the heat resistant or dry tolerance. And we also can make the new germ presence to make the new poly level of the plant. And some reports have been mentioned the polyploidy poinsettia really has the heat resistance. So we want to really pick again. And those kind of the report is use the traditional poinsettia cultivar, not into those kind of the new flower color poinsettias. So this is our objective. The first step, we hope we can recover the pollen fertility of the Dulce Rosa. It's very important. And compare the difference of the plant characters in coefficient mutant, because in our experiments, we have been know the different method and the different coefficient concentration will cause the different plant characters on the mutant. And we also use the simple technique to evaluate the DNA content by flow cytometric. And finally, we will compare the efficiency of the different treatment method. Because in before report, they don't mention how to create it, but in our research, we use the in vitro treatment and the in vivo treatment, and then compare the difference. And our purpose, we hope we can create some novel gene presence for the future breeding work. We have been investigating all the cultivar of the poinsettia. Most of them is the diploid, and the few is the tetraploid. But no cultivar is triploid. So we plan use the tetraploid mutant cross with the diploid cultivar to create the triploid hybrids. And select the Cauchoisian mutant with the desired plant trait, because if we can obtain that mutant, we can direct into the market. And finally, we hope the lost kind of the new flower colors poinsettia, it will have the heat resistance. And let me introduce my material and method. The first step is the in vitro Cauchoisian treatment. The first step, I will establish the in vitro plantlate. And we will cut the internode as the experiment. Experiment will culture in the MS medium, which contains the Cauchoisian 1 ppm. In our previous experiment, the 1 ppm is the best concentration. And then we will transfer, after 2 weeks, we will transfer those explants into the MS culture medium. It doesn't have the Cauchoisian. And until it grows enough and enough size, we will transfer to the outside, to application, cultivation, and until the flower seasons. And we will do some kind of the investigation. And the another treatment is in vivo Cauchoisian treatment. We will use the in vivo plantlate, and we use two kinds of the treatment method. One is the nanoning. Two is the we use the cotton as the substrate. And we will give some drop of the Cauchoisian liquid into the internal bud. And the nanoning also the same. We use the Cauchoisian concentration from the 5,000 ppm to the 20,000 ppm. It's very high. And we treat one times or two times. And all the survival mutation, we will investigate the plant characters, like as the centimeter diameter, bright size, bright colors, pollen size, pollen viability, and the poly levels by flow cytometry. About the pollen viability, we cultured all the pollen in the BK medium, which contained the sucrose 20%, and the culture in the room temperatures. After 10 hours, we will calculate all the pollen grain. And about the poly level analysis, we will use the flow cytometry. We collect the fresh leaf, cut into 0.25 square centimeters, and into the extraction buffer to scratch. And then we will adhere the staining buffer. After the fertilization, we will obtain the clean solutions, and we will use the flow cytometry to evaluate the poly levels. And then we into our result. Table 1 is talking about the in vitro poly mutant in poinsettia. We just obtained the 4 mutant, but all of them is the tetraploid. And we can see the figure of the mutant. The black color is more red and more darker than the original cultivar. And we also evaluate the size of the leaf of the black. It also become bigger. And about the grand cell size, it's also more bigger than the Durex rosas. And we also evaluate the pollen viability. Especially in the mutant 2, the pollen viability can reach to the 22%. Okay, so this is our in vitro treatment. The second is the in vivo treatment. We use the lanolin and the cotton as the substrate, and combine with different concentration from 5,000 ppm to the 20,000 ppm. And we can see when we use the nanolin as the substrate, when the Cauchoisian concentration higher than 15,000 ppm, all the internal bud will be died. But when we use the cotton as a substrate, all the concentration, the internal bud can be survival. Okay. And we also analyzed the poly level of the survival mutant. Only happen in the ranolin 5000 ppm, we obtain one tetraploid mutant. And the cotton, when the coccytin concentration is 10,000 ppm, we just obtain two tetraploid mutant. But most of them is the diploid, but we also found some have the more phenotype changes. So then we see the figures. The DN1 to the DN7, all of them is the mutant, but only the DN1 is the tetraploid. The other is the diploid still. But we can see the inference, the diameter size is different than the original. It's more beautiful. And we also compare with the in before treatment. When we use the in vivo treatment, the SAMCM is more compact. It's the most important parameter in Poinsettia. And we also evaluate the pollen viability and the pollen size, but we just see the pollen germination rate is not good enough, just 8%. And we can see these figures. When we obtain the mutant from the in vivo treatment, we can see a lot of the stigma can be grow in the sensement, and the pollen can be grow in the BK medium very well. But when we obtain the mutant from the in vitro, the stigma release very less, and the pollen germination condition is not good enough. So this is our finding in this research. Coccytin could be useful to recover the pollen fertility about the Deucerosa poinsettia. And we found some interesting, if you want to obtain some mutant, have the compact SAMCM and the amount of the pollen or better plant trait, maybe the results suggest use the in vitro treatment. But if you want to obtain a lot of the polyploid mutant, better to use the in vitro treatment. And now we also continue to do the polyploid technique to the other poinsettia cultivar or the other euphorbia species to do the future breeding works. And thanks for my student and my team members to finish all the experiment. And thanks for your attention. Thank you very much. In my previous experience, we think the in vitro treatment is better than the in vivo. But in this case, we saw the result, the parent character is not good enough, so we compare the difference. Yeah.
What stain were you using with your flow cytometer?
What?
What stain were you using with the flow cytometer?
Not yet.
Well, you said you ran flow cytometry, so do you know if you were using DAPI or perfidium?
Oh, yeah, we used the DAPI.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think genus euphorbia is really good. What kind of extent can you make hybrids between different species?
You say the euphorbia progema? Yeah. We have
been
done the intensive hybridization of the Prochema. The case we do the Euphorbia Prochema cross with the Euphorbia fulgens, but not succeeded. Still maintain in the Cas types, so it is very hard. Because the capsule is very few, so it is hard to obtain the ovule to cultures. So maybe we have to cultivate a lot of the pot flowers and do the pollination a lot, just obtain the hybrid.
Uh-huh. you think that could be a reason why, you know, tetran colloid inducing different from in vivo?
In my opinion, I've seen in vitro the environment is more stable, so it can, and we also culture the explant more than 2 weeks. So it's, I think, because it have the relationship about the cell cycle, so maybe it can make stable. So that's across the different phenotypes. Yeah. Yeah. So.
So basically, what I'm trying to say is, do we have time?
No,
we have no time.
And you guys can talk later.
Okay. Thank you very much.